This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. According to Electronic Dance Music Statistics, EDM is valued at $7.9 billion worldwide. The DJ equipment market is valued at $410 million and is projected to reach $680 million by 2025. Artist relations manager at Serato, O.P. Miller, explains how the DJ industry has evolved and the influence of technology. Thanks for joining me, O.P. Miller.
Thank you.
Could you tell me what is Serato and why was it created?
Sure. Serato is a music company which is based out of Auckland, New Zealand. Primarily, people know about Serato as a DJ software, the number one DJ software in the world. Pretty much any time that you see a DJ that's using a computer while they're playing music, whether it be in a club or at an event or wedding or radio station, so on and so forth, they're using our software in order to be able to DJ playing music. And it was created just about 20 years ago. We're celebrating our 20-year anniversary right now. Initially, the company was created by two guys named AJ and Steve, and they made a program called Pitchin' Time, which was a time-stretching algorithm which allowed you to be able to time-stretch audio to be able to slow it down or speed it up and at the same time keep the same key that it's in or change the key, or to be able to time stretch it to very far extremes, whether it be really fast or really slow without having any artifacts introduced into the sound. And once they put that out into the world, a product called Pitchin' Time, Pitchin' Time Pro, they eventually started to work on how they can manipulate audio digitally. And that's where Serato came into play as Serato Scratch Live. And that's where the company kind of really blew up and people know it from the DJ world. So that is a very quick synopsis of the backstory of Serato.
Do you think that tech has taken over the DJ industry, going from, you know, two turntables to boom, you're using programs?
The technology has definitely helped the culture of DJing and the profession of it absolutely grow and spread. Obviously, you know, it had its foundations, you know, starting off with two turntables and a mixer and vinyl. But as time went along and technology started to grow, and became really good with the technology, especially with the Serato technology, it allowed people to be able to do a number of things. One, that they could travel all around the world without having to carry crates and crates of records. Some of the people that are Serato users that are kind of big names for us, people like Jazzy Jeff and A-Track and a number of other people, would have to carry crates and crates of records with them going from place to place around the world, which was very costly and also a situation where they could actually lose their vinyl if it was lost in like a flight or stolen and so on and so forth. So having a computer that had all of your music on it allowed you not only to be able to carry as much music as you wanted to, but it also started to save your back as well from not having to carry crates and crates of records. With that being said, it also has introduced the opportunity for people who might not have been able to afford to buy tons and tons of records, the opportunity to have as many, again, music files on their computer to be able to DJ with. So, you know, if you're just starting off and you had a nice library of music and you bought Serato, and let's say a DJ mixer that was Serato supported or a controller that was Serato supported, then you'd be able to play as much music as you wanted to and be portable to get around from place to place to be able to do that. And that's opened up a huge industry, not only for professional DJs that play in clubs and on radio and such, touring DJs, but also for wedding DJs and event DJs and all different types of people who like to play music.
Okay, I'm not a DJ. I have no experience DJing, and one of the biggest influences in my life was my sister's ex-boyfriend now. He was a DJ, and growing up, he would spin at like little underground rave things, and he had vinyls. So I remember when it transitioned from vinyls to MP3s. What's this? Did we go from MP3s to Serato?
Very good question. So, yes, during kind of like the late 90s, early 2000s time period where music started to kind of make a change into the digital format of MP3s and file sharing, a lot of DJs started to kind of make their crossover into using either CDs to DJ with or MP3s on, let's say, like flash drives to try to DJ and manipulate music with. And those things were cool, but again, you know, wanting to have as much music with you as possible, you know, people would swap out carrying crates for swapping swap out carrying crates, now having books and books and books of CDs, a bit of play with them, that the CDs were either with music on them or MP3s in the format that they could play off of the CDs. Again, when the computer came along, with Serato in particular, as long as your hard drive had a lot of space on it, you could have, you know, hundreds upon thousands upon even millions of MP3s on your computer that you could play with, which is great because it allows you to have a massive library with you of whatever music that you wanted to have on it. So, you know, if you're doing a rave and you're playing rave music, you could have as much rave music as you wanted to. Or if you're a DJ that likes a bunch of different styles of music, from hip-hop to R&B to disco to funk to techno and so on and so forth, you could have all those different genres on your computer and also be able to organize them in a way that you would be able to efficiently get to all that music and play it in a seamless way. So the computer has definitely helped the DJs have more access to music, especially through Serato, and also to be able to perform better.
So is Serato compatible with other programs like Pro Tools or Adobe Audition?
So Serato, primarily in terms of Serato DJ Pro, and just to kind of give you the background of it, initially started off with Serato Scratch Live. It moved on to Serato DJ, and now it's Serato DJ Pro. So it's had kind of three iterations. Serato DJ Pro is now with a chalk load of amazing features that allow you to do kind of interesting tricks and things and such. We have just recently released a music production program. So the music production program is called Serato Studio. And Serato Studio is based off of the idea that the DJ eventually wants to become the producer or the remixer or the editor of music. So the program is shaped in a way where it kind of feels and looks similar to the DJ program, Serato DJ Pro, but it works to make actual music. So as you were saying, for some of the different programs that you were talking about just now that are music makers, Serato Studio allows you to be able to make music, but in the kind of workflow of a DJ. So again, if you want to make a DJ edit, it's really quick to be able to do that. Or if you want to make a song and even potentially sample something from your DJ library, you can do that with Serato Studio. It's just been released last year in June, and it's doing really well, and a lot of people are taking on to it, and it's a really phenomenal program.
What would be the most common DJ setup as of right now?
That's a very good question. So that varies depending upon your skill level and also what you are doing with your DJing, whether it be for hobby or for profession. Kind of going back to our original conversation of DJing foundation being two turntables, records, and a mixer, that still is very much a popular setup. So there are plenty of both two-channel and four-channel mixers that are available from different companies that we do partnerships with, companies like Pioneer and Rain and Denon and Reloop and Mixars and a bunch of other companies. So you can have a DJ mixer plus two turntables, which will play both regular vinyl, but also the Serato control tone vinyl. So the Serato control tone vinyl basically has a tone on it that allows the computer to be able to read the motion that you're using by cutting and scratching or playing the music, telling the computer how to be able to manipulate the MP3 or the WAV file or whatever audio file that you're using inside of the program. So that's still very much the kind of like core setup for a lot of DJs. But there are a great number of DJ controllers that are on the market. So a DJ controller is kind of like an all-in-one piece that has platters on it, mixing board, plus some EQs and filters and effects and such. Some of them are two channels. Some of them are four channels. Some of them allow you to have just one computer connected, or some of them allow you to have two computers connected. So if you want to swap off doing sets between two DJs, you can do so without having to disconnect and lose any music. So again, there are plenty of controllers that are out in the market. Some of them are as cheap as $79 and go to being as expensive as $2,300. Depends on what you're looking for and what kind of profession, or if you're using in a professional way or in a kind of more hobbyist way. And again, there are plenty of different companies, including Roland and Pioneer and Denon and Reloop and a bunch of others, Hercules, that make controllers for people to be able to use. So those are kind of the most common setups. There are also CDJs, which are basically kind of like digital turntables, if you want to call them that. They're not actual turntables that spin, but they have platters that allow you to be able to manipulate the audio. So there are a lot of big kind of clubs that you go to, like, you know, major cities like New York and LA and London and Japan and so on and so forth, that have CDJ setups. So two CDJs and a mixer, and then you connect that to Serato and you can DJ with it as well. So overall, there are probably about 150 different pieces of hardware that work with the Serato software. So again, depending on your skill level, you could be a beginner and there's something that you can play with, or you can be a professional and there's also something you can play with as well.
Now, if you're a beginner, do you think you should jump into the right into the pool and get Serato, or is it something you should ease yourself into?
I definitely think Serato is a great tool for beginners to work with. I used to teach myself for a number of years, teaching DJ instruction for both beginners and for kind of intermediate DJs. I always sensed that when beginner DJs started, if they tried to use other programs, they could kind of figure it out a little bit. But once they got to Serato, the workflow was really easy for them to be able to adapt to learn how to DJ. And again, because they could start off with a, let's say, small controller that wouldn't cost them a lot of money, they could learn how to play relatively easy with the small controller. And then as they became more confident in their playing, they could then level up to a larger controller or learn how to play with turntables and a mixer with Serato or CDJs and such. So again, because there are over 150 different pieces of hardware that work with the Serato software, they can start off low and then start to grow themselves over time as a DJ. So yeah, Serato definitely is a very easy program for people to learn, and it's a great tool for them to be able to express themselves musically.
Yeah, personally, I find when, well, this is with any program, not just Serato, like in this case of Serato, but when any program it has a very clean interface, it's going to make it much, much easier to learn how to use it.
Absolutely. So, and even to that point, I'm glad that you mentioned that. So, yes, the Serato interface is actually very clean. What is great about Serato is that the waveforms that you see for the music that you're playing are colored waveforms. So they have colors that are identifiers for different kind of frequencies that are happening in the music. So, for example, like the kind of darker colors are more of your like kind of low frequencies, your bass sounds and your kicks and such. And then the warmer colors are more your mid frequencies, kind of like your vocals and keys and maybe some like kind of mid-level like horns and such. And then your highs are usually the brighter colors, so your kind of your hi-hats and cymbals and things of that nature, right? So when people are DJing, they're actually able to see what's happening in the music because of the colored waveforms that are moving inside of Serato. So if they hear like a big bass drop happen, they'll usually see, or they will see, the color of that being darker. They know what's happening, you know, as they're kind of listening and watching the music playing through the computer. So again, in just in terms of like the functionality and ease of use and the layout of Serato, it makes it very easy for people to understand what's happening with the music as they're listening to it, as they're also learning how to play it.
Oh, that sounds really cool, because the colors, it just visually, you'll have a much faster reaction time. So you can really just do things on the fly then.
That's correct. That's correct. And also to that point as well, there are a couple of cool features that come with Serato. So there's actually two versions of Serato DJ. So the Serato DJ Pro and Serato DJ Lite. Serato DJ Lite is a free version of the DJ program, and it gives you four cue points. Cue points allow you to kind of like markers on the track that you're playing, so you can either go back and repeat those things or have them as a marker to know what's happening in the song. You also have four loops that are available and some effects that you can use on top, like kind of like flangers and echoes and things of that nature. Serato DJ Lite is free, so if you are a beginner DJ and you just want to try it out, you can actually go to the website and download it and start to play with it and never have to pay anything for it. If you want to advance and then go into the more pro version, which is Serato DJ Pro, then you would buy that as a license for $129, which is a perpetual license, or you could do a subscription per month for $9.99 a month. And then with Serato DJ Pro, you get 8 cue points and loops and sampler. You can throw in like different like kind of like sound effects and sounds and things you can trigger off, and there are way more effects that are available. And Serato DJ Pro also allows you to be able to have expansion packs, like Serato Video, for example. So you can actually DJ with video files. So as you play the music and also the video file, you can manipulate it. So if you move the audio, scratching it, per se, then it would also move on the video as well. And you could also do mixes of different videos together and such. So it's a really cool expansion pack. So yes, you can really kind of expand your DJ experience and also professionality by being able to be with Serato DJ Pro and having some of these different expansion packs added on to the program.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you taking time out to speak with me. For those listening, where can they find out more information about you and Serato?
Absolutely. You can find out about Serato if you go to www.serato.com. You could also follow Serato online on Facebook. You could also follow on Twitter and also on Instagram, find Serato as well, doing the search for that. You can find us online, but to get the most detail about what we have for our programs, you can go to the website. We also have a very detailed and very elaborate YouTube page, so there's a lot of different tutorials and information and also performance videos, wide range of artists playing a lot of different styles of music using the Serato software. So you can check us out on YouTube as well.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.